A year ago, in its final season on the air, the Netflix TV series called Schitt's Creek, that's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-apostrophe-S, dominated the Emmy Awards in the situation comedy categories. This fall, I expect the first season of a new Apple TV Plus sitcom, Ted Lasso, will do the same thing, and for many of the same reasons. Like Schitt's Creek, Ted Lasso has a very talented cast and some great scripts. Also like Schitt's Creek, and unlike most of today's TV comedies, Ted Lasso is nice. It has heart. It not only makes you laugh, it makes you feel good. And in these uncertain, uneasy pandemic times, that makes it an almost perfect show to watch. The first season of Ted Lasso is up for 20 Emmy nominations. Not only for Outstanding Comedy Series, and for Jason Sudeikis in the title role, but for two of the supporting actresses and four of the supporting actors. And every nomination is well-deserved. Season 2 begins this week, and it's just as warm and just as funny. Every episode provided for preview made me laugh out loud, and also made me happy because of the show's unexpected twists and touching character relationships. Like the Showtime sitcom Episodes, which had two British TV writers transplanted to America to adapt their hit comedy for Hollywood, Ted Lasso is the story of strangers getting adjusted to a new culture and a whole new set of workplace rules. Ted Lasso is an American football coach hired and brought overseas to coach a football team in England. But what they call football, we call soccer, which Ted has never coached professionally. That game is as foreign to him as British slang and the traffic flow. But that's okay with Rebecca, the new team owner, who got ownership in a divorce settlement. She doesn't expect Ted to win. In fact, she's counting on the opposite, just to irritate her ex. But Ted, with his stubbornly positive attitude, keeps on plugging. He seldom makes a good first impression. He talks too much and throws out too much wordplay and obscure references. But he shouldn't be underestimated. His good vibes usually end up winning the day, even if they don't necessarily win the game. For season 2, the focus is less on the field than on personal relationships. Ted, by now, has bonded with most of his players and even with his boss, Rebecca, who's played by Hannah Waddingham, and, like Jason Sudeikis, is nominated for an Emmy. In this scene, Rebecca is waiting in her office for a visit from Keeley, the team's head of marketing, when Ted arrives instead.
Oh, come in.
Morning, boss.
Oh, hi, Ted.
Yikes. I haven't seen someone that disappointed to see me since I wore a red baseball cap to a Planned Parenthood fundraiser.
Sorry, Ted. You're right. I was just hoping you would keep me.
That's okay. I wish I was Keeley 3-4 times a day. There you go.
Thank you.
Let me guess, you got a fever for the flavor of little girl talk, don't you? Well, shoot, why don't you let me take a crack at it?
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh. Okay, what the hell? So this chap I've been seeing, John.
Stamos?
No, his name's John Wingsknight, but that's not the point. Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, no, hold on a second. His name's John Wingsknight?
Yes.
Like at a sports bar, like Monday night's Wingsknight down at PJ Flats, like that?
Ted, would you please stop?
Rule number one. Even though it's called girl talk, sometimes it needs to be more like girl listen. Got it. Learn on the fly here. Come on, hit me.
Right, thank you. So, John, I mean, he's a wonderful man. He's very handsome, successful.
Nice.
Not shy.
Is he nice to you?
Yes. Yes, Ray.
Good. Yeah, he sounds great. Mm. So I'm confused. Is there a problem here or something?
Well, actually, I suppose not.
Okay, so rule number two is sometimes girl talk can just be blabbing away about stuff and nothing has to really change and no one has to solve anything?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Ted may not sound helpful, but his attitude of wanting to help and provide support is contagious. Later in the episode, Rebecca introduces the same potential boyfriend to Keeley, played by Juno Temple, and former team player Roy Kent, played by Brett Goldstein, yet another Emmy nominee, to get their opinion. Keeley is supportive, and Roy, in his very raw and honest way of speaking, is too. Sort of.
Well?
I think he's a really good match. I mean, he's age appropriate, financially appropriate, he's not shy.
I love that about him.
Totally.
Now.
Is there a problem?
Tell the truth. He's fine. That's it. Nothing wrong with that. Most people are fine. It's not about him. It's about why the you think he deserves you. You deserve someone that makes you feel like you've been struck by lightning. Don't you dare settle for fine. Not that it's any of my business.
The creators and main writers of Ted Lasso are two of its primary cast members, former SNL regular Sudeikis as Ted, and Brendan Hunt, who plays Ted's best friend and assistant coach, Coach Beard. As writers, they traffic in the unexpected, both in plot twists and toss-away punchlines. The first show of season two begins by introducing the new team mascot, a greyhound. What's funny about that? Ted, acclimating a bit to his British surroundings, proudly names the dog Earl, as in Earl Greyhound. Yeah, I laughed out loud at that one. And the new season of Ted Lasso is just getting started. Monday on Fresh Air, Jad Abumrad, producer of Radiolab, the public radio show and podcast. He co-hosted the show with Robert Krulwich for 17 years until Krulwich's retirement last year. Abumrad co-reported the podcast miniseries Dolly Parton's America, which won 7 awards, including a Peabody. The new Radiolab miniseries is called The Vanishing of Harry Pace. You may be thinking, Harry who? Well, for one thing, he founded the first black-owned record company in 1921. Hope you can join us.